Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
On this edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad, presented by Kia, we catch up with Magic man Wes Iwundu. This interview did take place back in April. Wes admitted it has been a challenging season for him. He was back in that starting lineup, though, prior to the NBA stoppage, and he was playing terrific basketball, and the Magic had won 3 straight ball games. He was a big part of that. He offers his thoughts on this Magic season and also staying busy during the quarantine. What has he been up to? And we get a chance to meet his dogs. Wes is a big animal lover, so on the video version, you will get to see Wes Iwundu's dogs. He touches on his NBA journey, which, of course, started at K-State, then making it to the NBA, then time spent in the G League, and his Magic teammates. He really enjoys this group and wants to be a part of something special here in Orlando. All of that and more on this edition of Magic Pod Squad, presented by Kia, with Magic man Wes Iwundu.
This is Aaron Gordon of the Orlando Magic.
This is Evan Fournier.
This is Jonathan Isaac.
This is Mo Bamba.
Check out what's new with the Orlando Magic Pod Squad.
The host of characters give you a behind-the-scenes look at Magic basketball.
The Magic Pod Squad has you covered. Subscribe and rate on iTunes and the Google Play Store today.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of Magic Pod Squad. This podcast presented to you by the all-new Seltos SUV from Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic. Give it everything, and we're kind enough to be joined by Wes Iwundu, giving us a few minutes here. Wes, it's been a month, man. We haven't even seen you. It's good.
Yeah.
First of all, it's good to see you. How you holding up? How you feeling the last month?
Thanks for having me, man. This it's going good, man. You know, I'm just taking it day by day. You know, trying to be a good citizen, man, and stay inside and stay quarantined inside, man. So it's a little different times, you know, from a regular day, but I'm adjusting to it.
Wes, did you get your tips frosted since we saw you last? What's going on there, man?
Man, this is quarantine things right here, man. You know, you have a lot of time on our hands.
All right.
So, yeah, just
so is this, by the way. This is quarantine.
Yeah, this is quarantine.
Oh man, I see you guys. Hey, not bad though. Not bad though, guys.
You got a lot of colors in mind, and it's getting out of control. But what is that the first thing you're gonna do when this quarantine gets lifted? Are we all gonna go get our hair cut?
Oh man, that sounds like a plan, man. Go get our haircuts and just maybe get a new outfit as well, some suits or something, man. Just be refreshing.
Yeah, what are you missing? What are you missing the most? Obviously, we understand why we're doing this, and our thoughts and prayers are with everybody. But when we can resume normal activity, what do you find yourself missing the most these days?
Oh man, if I could put it all into one, man, I would say just basketball. Period. You know, and everything falls under that, you know, the fans, my teammates, just being around everybody, you know, I miss that. You know, I still wake up, man, like at 8:15, like, oh, I got practice at 9:30, you know, still thinking that in my head. But it's, like I said, just adjusting, man, but I miss all the basketball part.
Now, Wes, you talked about being a good citizen. You made a nice donation to the what Jonathan Isaac had set up there. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh man, J.R. really inspired me, man, you know, to go out and help him with the donation, man, because, you know, right now it's different times for everyone. So, you know, I know it's, you know, a lot of people may be getting affected by, you know, these times. So it was just out of, you know, a generous move and, you know, with helping J.R. to donate, you know, some money to his program and just help them out any way I can.
You know what? You're one of a number of players that was quick to jump into action there on the front lines and help people here in Central Florida that need it. And I know that's a big initiative for our ownership group, the DeVos family. How much do you appreciate the DeVos family and kind of the way that they set things up and how much do you kind of take your lead from them? How much do you appreciate, you know, just kind of them in general?
Man, it was expected, you know, because that's just, you know, the kind of people they are. You know, they're very giving people. So, to be honest, man, I think they set the bar. You know, they set the example of, you know, what you do in times like this and towards of helping people. And, you know, when players like us seen that, man, we tried to find, you know, ways we could, you know, in a group text to help out any way we could as well, man. You know, just following suit of the DeVos family. So, that was real big and pretty sure helpful in many ways for many people around the organization to help out the Magic.
See, that's interesting, Wes. I don't know that fans knew that or I certainly didn't know that. So you guys were all chatting amongst yourselves as players and trying to come up with ways that you could give back. I think that's outstanding, man.
Yeah, man. We got the big group message, team group message. You know, that's how we kind of stand in contact, you know, these days. But, yeah, man, we was in there just – trying to find different ways, you know, we can do some programs or pitch in with the DeVos family to assist them. So, you know, it ended up working out, and, you know, it's a pretty good sign, man.
Now, we're very proud of you guys, Wes. You guys have all stepped up, and, you know, we're really proud to have all of you guys on our team, on our side. So we appreciate you.
Sure.
Those guys too. So what else have you guys been talking about on that group chat? What's been now? You got to keep it a little clean though.
Right. Yeah.
Crazy.
Everybody's kind of showing off their new hobbies. You know, MCW, Mike, he's like a big Triller guy now doing videos and TikTok videos. So that's kind of the new wave now, man. You see the TikTok thing going on. So, I think guys are just finding, you know, different little hobbies, whether it's video games, me, I would say I got closer with my dogs, man. You know, this is like this time being home is just like I don't think they see me at home this much, honestly, because of how we travel so much. So it's just been finding different things to do and, you know, try to keep our minds in a positive direction.
Okay. Are you mobile at all? Is your setup mobile at all that we can see your dogs? Are they close by? Would love to. We've heard a lot about them. Would love to see them if we can.
One is chilling right here. I don't know where the other one is, but here, let me see. Come here, Nova.
Let us know what you got. Who are the dogs and what are their names?
So this is Nova right here. She's right here chilling, awesome. Listening in to you guys as well.
That's awesome.
The other one, Blaze, he's a little shy, man. I don't know where he's at, but he's here, let me see. I'll take you guys.
Yeah.
Wes, how old are the dogs?
So the dogs are about a year and a half, I would say.
So they're still in full puppy mode.
Still full puppy mode. Here they go right here. Blaze. Let's see these guys right here.
Let's see. Blaze. Let's see. Yes. All right. So, Blaze. So, as soon as he knew you were doing an interview, Blaze went and hid.
There they are.
That's awesome.
Here you go, right here.
Blaze. Are they brother and sister? Do you get them from the same litter?
Yeah, from the same litter. So they're brother and sister.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, they're just hanging out right here, man. Got their toys and stuff. So
that's great,
yeah, man.
Now, what is that? What has that taught you being a dog owner now, Wes?
Man, honestly, man, it's kind of like people say it's like taking care of a kid in a sense, just because they are pretty costly as far as like keeping them healthy and getting their checkups and things like that, man. But it's just a big time responsibility. It's a big time responsibility. So that's pretty much how I can sum that up.
So when you're on the road, Wes, who is watching the dogs when you're gone, when you're not home?
So, like I said earlier, my best friend, Greg, is out here with me. So, it's a big help, man. When I'm on the road, you know, the dogs are here at home And I also have a boarding school called Love and Care in Windermere. That's pretty good for watching them as well when I'm on the road for a long period of time. So it's a few options there, man.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I feel the same as you. My dog, I feel like our dog, we have a golden retriever and she's 3. And I feel like she is constantly looking at us now, like, when are you guys going to leave? Because there's,
Exactly.
She spends a lot of her time in the crate while we're not home. And now it's like she's out all the time. And I don't think she knows what to do with all her her free time.
Exactly, man. I think they get tired of me at this point, man. So. Yeah.
It's funny.
How about this? What do you got that? You got the Eastern Conference. What do you got? Southeast Division champ shirt on? What are you wearing?
Oh, yeah, man. Take it off.
It's a throwback.
Yeah, a little throwback here, man. A friend gave it to me as a gift.
I like it.
Thank you guys. About last year, man. So,
cut
them off for sure. For sure represent some history there, that aspect. But, yeah.
You guys were starting to find something there, Wes. You guys had kind of turned the corner, and it seemed like this team was coming into its own. Obviously, right. We understand why things are shut down, but why do you think this team had kind of turned a corner? The way you finished out that road trip was something special.
Man, you know, these events was unfortunate, man, because, you know, I hate to compare from year to year, but I think kind of similar to last year, in a sense, we was finding a groove. You know, we was kind of getting into a rhythm, I felt, as a team, man. I think we was about to go on a pretty good run, if you ask me, being honest, man, because that's the momentum we had. But it was tough, man. But we're just waiting to see, you know, waiting to see what happens with everything and see what we can do. The season isn't canceled or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Wes, what was your favorite moment of the season up to this point? Is there something that sticks out for you? And it can be for yourself, it can be for a teammate, like the favorite moment of the season so far?
It's so many, man. Like I said, it's so many stories to say, you know, from each guy on the team that I could say was my favorite moment. Maybe the moment when Kale got his triple-double against the Lakers, or even AG getting his first triple-double was special, you know. But in all, man, just, you know, winning games is always my favorite part. And just playing in front of the fans, can't never go wrong with that.
That's two good ones right there, absolutely.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Two good ones right there, yeah.
Now, you had started those last three games, the last three wins. I know Evan got hurt, and you were thrust back into action there. So what did you guys kind of find, and how much did you enjoy being – part of that some you guys had found something again, having won three in a row, and how much did you enjoy being a part of that?
It was fun, man. You know, when a big piece like Evan goes down like that, man, it gives other guys opportunity to kind of, you know, show what they're made of. And those three games we went on, you know, without E was pretty big for us going forward, because just being honest, you know, like I said, guys showed what they were made of. You know, we didn't let E being not affect us in any way. We just kind of said, you know, next man up, and guys stepped up, and that's pretty big.
I mean, that's a reason for part of this run, though, right, Wes, is that we're getting so many contributions from so many different people at this point before, you know, before things stopped.
Right. That just goes you to show the depth we have on the team. You know, when guys like Chief went down, J.I., we still had guys, you know, that we can, you know, say rely on to step up. And that's the great thing, I think, about our team was, you know, from 1 to 15 down the line, it was pretty good depth down there. So it was good, man.
How fun is it, just for those of us, obviously, that have never had that opportunity, but when you get a chance to go home, you're starting that game in Houston, and you have the performance you did. You got the team going with the way you played that first quarter. Then you end up blowing them out. James Harden and Russell Westbrook end up blowing that team out. But what is that feeling like? And how surreal is that for it to all come full circle every time you come home and step on that floor?
Just being honest, it was a little nerve-wracking, you know, because of the moment. You know, I was starting in front of my family, and it was a big game. You know,
you had a lot of people there too, right? You had a lot of people.
A lot of people, man. You know, a lot of people really showed up and supported. So it was – that even made the game that more nervous. But it was big, man. You know, us going out there from the jump, coming out and playing the way we did to kind of put the game away early, I think was big. And it gave us, well, me, a lot of breathing room, you know, to kind of chill and relax and just, you know, enjoy the moment of my family being there. So that was a special moment.
And what part do you start to breathe in that game? Is it like when you make your first shot? Is it when you make your first defensive play? When do you finally start to have the jitters go away?
It's for sure when you make the first shot, I would say, man. Once I made that first shot and, you know, we kind of got on the run, things from there seemed a little breezy.
How about on the floor, Wes, your style, your shoes? I never know from night to night what you're going to have on your feet. But a lot of times I see some pretty colorful shoes that you roll out there with. What goes into that, the decision-making, and how do you pick those?
Man, funny. Cliff gives me something about my shoes every other week, man, you know, but that just represents with me. I like color, man, and I think color represents energy, you know. So, you know, with my style on the court, I like to mix it up a little bit, kind of not – try not to wear the same shoes or, you know, switch it up every week or so. So it's just all an energy thing, man, and just something that motivates me to, you know, just to play, man, just add some excitement to it.
Do you have a favorite? Is there a favorite pair in your closet?
My favorite ones, I would say, would be my highlighter sour patch Stephen Curry's. They're like some green and kind of like highlight peach colors. So those are pretty cool, man.
Dante, you don't wear those, do you? You don't have those.
I do that on the pocket squares. I'll do the sour patch highlights. I'll get that.
Cool, man.
He didn't say eat sour patch kids. He said his shoes are sour patch colors.
That's right. I'll get that. I'll do that for sure. Well, now, so what are you doing to pass the time now, Wes? I mean, normally you'd be going to practice. You can't do that. Normally you'd be getting shots. Well, first of all, do you have access to a hoop, or have you not shot a basketball in 1 month?
So, man, we have a public hoop. But, you know, when it's public, it's a lot of kids in the neighborhood kind of around, you know. So when it's not so busy, I try to go and do, like, 10 minutes of just regular form shooting, you know. As far as, like, you know, work three-point shooting with Coach Bruce, I'm not getting the three-point shooting with Coach Bruce right now, you know. So it's just kind of muscle memory and routine work that I do. But man, just to pass time, it's like every morning I'm waking up maybe around 8:30, you know, going on a mile run. I bought some bikes. My friend is also working out with me, man, so I'm trying to you know, keep him motivated as well too, man. And that's just the best way, I feel, is you know, staying in the routine, as if the season continues, who knows, in a month or two. So it's pretty much all it's about.
Now, you're not hitting the snacks hard like we are you?
Hey, of course I am. Man, I can't stop eating snacks right now. So that's just the, you know, the thing about sitting at home, man. When you have a lot of free time, you find yourself in the pantry a lot more. So
what's a go-to snack? I won't tell Zach or anybody that you're cheating.
Make sure Zach and Nathan don't see this. But I love Oreos, man. Fruit snacks, man. I got a whole closet full of Oreos and fruit snacks. And my favorite one is the Doritos, the spicy nacho Doritos.
Yes.
So
yes. Sound like my
Those
kids.
Favorites.
This sounds like
my
kids.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's the favorite right there.
See, George and I have been crushing Doritos well before this lockdown.
Oh, man.
So we got a nice head start. What about Netflix? Are you watching shows or movies, or are you into anything as far as that goes?
Dude, man, I just finished Money Heist. It's a show called Money Heist, man. It's pretty good. I just finished the whole season 4. I finished Ozarks. I don't know if you guys heard about that one.
We just started Ozark last night.
Hey, I don't want to spoil it for you guys, but stay tuned in, man. And I think that's pretty much it right about now, man. The rest is just movies.
So you like the action thriller? Do you get into sci-fi or horror movies? Do you like scary movies at all?
Everything. I would think. I would say horror movies are like my favorite category of movies.
Oh, really?
Honestly, yeah, man. So, I'm always tuned in to them, man. Any new releases, anything? Yeah, I'm there, man.
See, can you do that, George? I can't watch a horror movie and then go to bed. I cannot.
No, I can't watch a horror movie. Period. Life is scary enough for me sometimes. I don't need
yeah, that is
else to, to get on me. No way. No. Ozark, though, I'm into that one.
Yeah.
Wes, you weren't into the Tiger King at all? You didn't fall victim to the trend?
Oh, man, let me not leave that. I did check that Tiger King out, man. That, you know what? That's funny, man. That's like entertaining TV, to say the least, man. So it was definitely funny, but for sure some characters. For sure some characters.
It'd be funnier for me if those weren't real people.
Yeah, exactly.
Bit for me. Yeah.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Okay, we got a couple of games for you. All right, we're going to throw this out at you. All right,
cool.
So the first one, this is a question that Magic fans would like to know. All right, question number one. Let's redo this isolation period. Right, let's say you're stuck on an island and you got to take three teammates. Have to take three teammates. All right, okay. You got to limit it. So who are you rolling with during that isolation?
Okay, I'm going to take DJ. I'm going to take Kim Birch.
Okay.
And then my third one would be I'm going to take Evan for my third one.
Okay. How about now? Why? Why those three?
Because he's French.
I've not heard Kim talk. So you just want to have someone that will just listen when you're on?
Okay. Exactly. Kim is the toughest, the strongest on the team. So, you know, anything comes our way, that's Kim. Dude, Evan has literally swum with jellyfish, dude. Like, ask Evan, and, you know, he's into all the nature and, you know, outside things. And then DJ, I just got to bring him along for the laughing. You know, he's going to be there with the jokes, and he's a funny guy on the team. So that was my three, man.
Very good. Very well done. Breakdown.
All right, we're gonna play another game here. It's going to be called Who Tweeted It? All right, are you ready for this one, Wes?
Let's go.
I'm going to read a tweet to you. You have to tell me who tweeted it.
Okay.
All right, this one is, let's see here. Let me pick this one. It says, you think the Monstars could guard KD? You think the Monstars could guard KD?
Ooh.
Who said that on the team?
Woo. Is that AG?
No, that was actually Evan. I was surprised that was Evan.
Oh, man. Oh.
But Evan said that. Evan brought that one up.
Okay, cool.
All right, here's another one. This one says, this 2 Chainz, and then there's a fire emoji. This 2 Chainz with a fire emoji. It was not Dante.
Yeah, it was not.
I can tell you it was not Dante.
I do usually listen to that on the bus.
Ooh, was that Mo?
That was Kel. That was Markel Fultz.
Kel, I should have known that.
You're right,
how about this one, Wes, right? Drove completely out of my way to Chick-fil-A only to realize it's Sunday and they're closed. Heartbroken. Who tweeted that out?
Honestly, that sounds like I did that before.
I think we've all done that.
You're right about
all
that.
All done that.
But that was Mo. Mo tweeted that out.
That was Mo. Okay, that was Mo.
I'm going to give you – you're not very good. I'm going to give you this last one, and I hope you get this one, okay? It's, I need all drivers to understand what the fast lane is for.
Ding, ding, ding. That's me right there.
Now, what – you got to tell us what happened. But what – obviously something prompted that tweet.
Okay, man. So, I forgot. I think I was going to the mall or something, somewhere, you know, some random place. And I was on 408 in the lane – farthest away from the exit, you know, which is I consider the fast lane. So
yes,
I was just driving behind somebody, man. I don't know if they was on their phone or what they was doing, but I promise you they was going at least like 45 to like 50 miles in like the furthest lane away from the exit. So I was just like, come on, no. Like, yeah, it's like I thought this was the fast lane, considered the fast lane. So that's all that was.
He did follow it up. Dante, he followed that one up with something else about, like, driving 45 miles an hour in the left lane. And
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was really chapped. Whatever happened, he was chapped.
Here's the thing. Like, some people will get right up on someone's bumper and try to get them to pull over, which I don't think is safe. But I wonder if someone's doing 45 in the fast lane and 30 cars have just passed them, do they not notice that? Should they not move over?
Maybe you got to get on the horn next time, right?
I have no problem with that.
I don't either.
No problem with that. All right, now how about this? We've got another game for you, Wes. All right, so take a look at this. We've got some uniforms here.
Okay.
And we're going to put up most of the uniforms in Magic history. And again, you got to pick three. Okay.
Okay.
You got to pick three. So if you could only wear these three moving forward, which one? What numbers are you going with? Can you see the numbers?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go with number 1.
Of course.
Of course.
Oh, this is a good one. I'm going to go with number 12.
Okay. You like the city, new city ones?
Yeah, and I'm going to go with you got to have some blue in there. So I'm going to have to go with number 3. I'm going to go number 1, 3, and 12.
I think those are solid choices, right?
Solid choices.
Old school blue, old school black, and then the new city jerseys. I think that's a solid 3.
Yeah, trying to throw a little everything in there.
But you like those old school pinstripes, don't you? Those things are pretty strong.
The pinstripes, yeah, man, those things are dope.
And he likes the new cities because he can wear his Sour Patch orange.
Exactly.
I like
the green, orange and green ones.
That's right.
Okay, now it's time to play a game called Whose Account Is It? All right, we got this game. Whose Account Is It, right? So we've got some pictures, and these are pictures that have been.
These are on Instagram. Are these on Instagram?
And you got to tell us. You got to tell us whose Instagram account this came from. All right. The silhouette has been taken out. All right. So first up, who's that?
It's a lot of women's shoes in that.
Who's that?
It's a lot. It's a lot of ladies' shoes.
Is that Evan?
That is
Evan Fournier.
Yes. Okay, I knew it.
That's a good guess.
The fashion guy on the team right there.
Now, Wes, let me ask you something. When you're with him when he's getting these pictures taken, does a lot go into this? It looks like he poses, and these are well thought out.
Dude, it's like it's like clear the runway wherever it's coming through. Seriously, for real.
So, does he know he's just stepping into an arena for a basketball game?
Of course he does. That's why we always giving him, you know, crap about him, you know, dressing up and stuff, man. But he kills it, man. You know, he kills it for sure.
I don't know about kills it, but he does have a unique style.
He mixes it up.
All right. How about this one, Wes? How about number 2? Who's that?
That's AG.
Oh, good
that
call.
That is AG. That's good. AG. Now, Dante and I both missed that one. Yeah, that's a good call. That's AG.
Now, if he misses, where does that ball go? Does that have a long way?
That ball is off the look like he's on the top floor of the condo. So, yeah, that ball is probably off the roof. Yeah,
that ball's down Central Boulevard is where that ball
exactly.
Is, right? That's exactly where that ball's going.
Puts a lot of pressure on those jumpers. All right
how about this one?
Right behind you. I love
that's
that.
It's a good shot by you, by the way.
The nice photo bomb right there. That's for sure DJ, though.
That is you're nailing this one. 3 for 3.
This down.
That's DJ. Yeah, that's a good photo bomb. That's
we got one
that's
more for you. We got one more for you here. Who's this?
That's MC Dub with the hat backwards.
You got it. You're on.
You gotta be. Oh,
yo, that was MC your game Dub. Right there. That was your
yeah,
game.
You
started with that one.
You gotta
know
that.
Your teammate. You gotta know your teammates, right?
Hey Wes, what is it about DJ, especially in the locker room? I hear all of you guys have time where you go back and forth with DJ. He seems to be able to get the upper hand on everybody.
to me,
you would know more. What is it about him in the locker room?
Man, it's just DJ's really a vet in the game. You know, he's seen more than, you know, most guys in the locker room. So, you know, when it comes to little arguments or little things like go get this tower, do that, it's like, can you really argue with DJ? Because it's like – I don't know. It's just funny because he's the smallest guy on the team, man. But he's just he really controls the locker room. Like honestly,
I feel like DJ. I feel like in the locker room, DJ likes to toss a little grenade out to you guys and let you guys go, and then he's gone. You turn around and DJ's gone. Like
exactly. It's like man, don't take the bait from DJ. Do not take the bait. You know. So if he gets you, he got you, man. And he's gonna. It's funny though, man. It's all jokes, man.
He is.
I got DJ.
Well, listen, we really appreciate you taking the time to do this, Wes. It's been fun to catch up with you, and hopefully, man, we get back to playing games here at some time. And I know you miss everything about the game. I know you miss playing, the traveling, and I know you miss seeing all those smiling faces at Amway Center.
Man, Dante and G, man, great catching up with y'all. Thank you guys for having me. And stay safe out here, man. Wash your hands, and I hope we can get this thing back on the road soon, man.
Me too. Amen. I'm gonna frost these tips before I'm gone.
Hey man, hey,
do that.
Go for it. Go for it.
Now's the time.
Pocket square. All right. This podcast presented to you by the all new Seltos SUV from Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic. Give it everything. Wes, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Orlando Magic Pod Squad, presented by Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, I love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.